You know, we're in the mountains. May as well do it because it's legal now.
Absolutely. This area particularly is so well known for their moonshining and their gold mining adventures that they have and their past that they have. And so we actually infuse our moonshine with a 24 karat gold flake that we hope to eventually source here in Dahlonega.
Past legal challenges aside, whiskey distilling is a beautiful, time-honored American tradition. In the hills of Dahlonega, Georgia, Big Creek Distilling is one company who has taken whiskey distilling out of the bathtub and into the 21st century. I came from the mud, there's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree, there's roots where I stand. I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, presented by Georgia Grown and the fine folks at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each episode, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today, we're headed north out of Atlanta on Highway 400 for a 60-mile trip to Dahlonega, the Gold Rush capital of the South. We've been here before, like the time we visited Etowah Meadery to learn about mead, the wine made from honey which some call the nectar of the gods.
Why mead? Mead's been around forever.
It's a unique product. It's actually the oldest alcoholic beverage in the world. So when people talk about an ancient beverage, that's actually what they're talking about. The cultivation of grapes and of grain as well didn't come around until later. A lot of people's never had mead, let alone heard of it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's always a pleasure when they come up, you see they're a little timid about it. It's like, what am I getting into? And they take that first sip and it's like, oh my goodness, like, yeah, we know.
Yeah. If the gods were drinking it, it had to be good, right?
Yeah.
To learn more, scroll down this podcast feed for our full Etowah Meadery episode. Today, we're headed just down the road to explore the mysteries of a different spirit, one with a rich and complicated story in North Georgia and the whole nation. I'm speaking, of course, about whiskey. If you know your history, you're probably aware of the illicit moonshine industry, which dominated Appalachia during the Prohibition era, in the 1920s and early 1930s. More on that later.
I know, where's my hair and makeup crew? Come on.
Yeah, where are they, David?
Okay, there we go. Say and spell your name and your business and position here.
My name is Emily Ponder, E-M-I-L-Y, P-O-N-D-E-R. And this is Big Creek Distilling Company. And I am an owner and also event coordinator and customer relations. Big Creek Distilling Company is a family owned and operated business that we're very proud to own and be a part of. We love that we get to be a part of Dahlonega's rich history and hopefully add our own twist and name to it.
Big Creek offers a curated selection of fine spirits for the history lover in all of us.
So Big Creek Distilling Company distills a variety of spirits. The one that we're most well known for is our bourbon. We distill our 5-year-old bourbon that is a 75% corn with a 15% wheat and 10% malted barley blend. We also distill a local Georgia seasonal gin that has a more botanical taste than it does a pine tree or cedar traditional gin. We also distill a moonshine as well as brandy and currently some rye that we're working on.
Let's start with the name, Big Creek.
So Big Creek is an area in Georgia that we're native to. We're from the Cumming and Alpharetta area where we actually own a separate business that my dad created back in the 90s. And when we were looking for a new adventure to start, since we're a family of entrepreneurs and opportunists, Big Creek arose as a name for a distillery that we decided we wanted to kind of embark on this journey together.
And quite a journey it's been. Emily's father, Ken, and brother, Lee, started Big Creek Distilling Company in 2020, and it's been rolling like the mighty creek ever since. But in the United States, and particularly North Georgia, the whiskey business wasn't always a smooth one. Let's take a sidebar here for a little history lesson. Bar, sidebar, get it? Anyway, as I was saying, The beginning of distilling in Georgia goes back to the 1780s when Scotch-Irish immigrants brought their methods of distilling fruits into alcohol to the States. Whiskey would go on to play a huge part in American history. The so-called whiskey tax would become law in 1791. It was the first tax on domestic product by the newly formed federal government and was used to pay America's debt from the Revolutionary War. Protesters in western Pennsylvania violently rejected this tax in the three-year period known as the Whiskey Rebellion. In 1862, the dreaded Internal Revenue Service was formed to fund the Civil War. The IRS levied taxes on quote-unquote luxuries like alcohol and tobacco. Moonshiners who rejected this tax continued to operate their stills without paying, but now did so illegally. Flash forward to 1920, when Prohibition made alcohol illegal for the whole country. Starting in the 1870s, federal agents descended on illegal bootleggers, and those bootleggers began souping up their cars to outrun the federal agents while transporting whiskey through the North Georgia mountains. The bootleggers eventually started racing each other in their supercharged vehicles, and this led to the formation of what we now know as NASCAR. Today, only four states allow production of distilled spirits for personal consumption, and Georgia is not one of them. But the days of illicit bathtub moonshine are mostly behind us. The Peach State is now home to 25 legal whiskey distilleries, according to ExploreGeorgia.org, which brings us back to today's destination. Emily took me on a tour around Big Creek Distilling Company and showed me how they're upholding a proud American tradition, except now with updated technology. Bye-bye, bathtub!
So this is where the magic happens. These are our two copper stills that were custom-made by Vendome, still company.
Okay.
And this is our 750 gallon still. That's where we make our big bulk batches of our bourbon. And on our 500 gallon still is where we'll run our smaller batches such as our moonshine, our rye, and sometimes even our gin.
Your head guy here is Augustus, right?
Yes.
All the distilling. Tell me about what he does on a daily basis.
So Augustus is our assistant distiller. My brother, Lee Ponder, is our head distiller, and they work together in collaboration of making new experiments as well as our traditional spirits that we make here.
Big Creek specializes in small batch whiskey, gin, and yes, even moonshine. Although to clarify, in this context, moonshine just means clear, unaged whiskey. In other words, totally legal.
That's so neat, the moonshine. You know, we're in the mountains. May as well do it because it's legal now.
Absolutely. This area particularly is so well known for their moonshining and their gold mining adventures that they have and their past that they have. And so we actually infuse our moonshine with a 24 karat gold flake that we hope to eventually source here in Dahlonega.
Now that's what the kids call a glow up. As any whiskey expert knows, the secret to great whiskey is in the aging process. That means putting it in a wooden barrel and letting it soak up all of its rich flavors. Do everything right up until that point, and the longer you wait, the better your whiskey gets.
So each barrel has a unique code to it that lets us know what's inside the barrel, when it was made, down to the day that it was made. So here we've got our starting number, which is the year. We've got the letter, which tells us the month, and then the last number is the day it was made. And you can see this is barrel number 80, so it was one of the first ones we made back in 2017.
During the aging process, changing temperatures cause the wood barrels to breathe, giving the whiskey even more character.
So these barrels here are a little bit older. They're about 5 years old that have been aging bourbon for 5 years. We've got 30,000 gallons of bourbon here in the distillery. These have a little bit more character to them because the way that bourbon actually gets their color is that it moves in and out of the barrel. The barrel actually is breathing. When it gets a little bit warmer, it lets the bourbon pass through and get some of that caramelization. And when it gets colder, it shrinks in and really retains all the bourbon inside.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So it kind of moves in and out of the wood.
Yes, absolutely.
Giving it the flavor.
Here, once the barrel has been aging and it's getting a little bit more humid inside the warehouse, the bourbon is starting to creak out of these little cracks right here, and it's getting all these different caramelizations. So when you take that bourbon out, it's soaked up actually all the sweetness from the wood that's been charred inside the barrel. We use a level 4 char, which is traditional in bourbon distilling. We also have some level 2 and level 3s that we use to do toasting.
Speaking of toasting, let's raise our glasses to historic Dahlonega, Georgia, and give this whiskey a taste.
Hey. I'm excited mainly because of this. What is this?
Yes, so this is a copper whiskey thief, and this is what helps us get the bourbon out of the barrels so that we can give it a taste.
That's cool. So a whiskey thief.
Yes, a whiskey thief. So we're
thief. So you are stealing it.
We're stealing the bourbon out right now.
All right. Well, let's steal it. This is exciting. I'll take that back off.
Okay. And so what you're gonna do is just stick the thief down into where the bung was, cover your thumb over that hole, and out comes the bourbon.
It's just like a straw. Yeah. Oh.
We'll give you a big taste today.
Fine. It's past noon.
All perfect. Right. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Okay, and this is just the Big Creek Bourbon. Do you have another name for it? Any?
Yes, this is our Georgia Straight Bourbon Whiskey, made in-house, distilled on our 500-gallon copper still, made by Vendome, of course. And that's what makes it taste so good.
Smooth. Mm. That wakes you up too. Now I'm tasting the oak.
Mm. You taste that oakiness?
Yeah.
Yes. So when you're pulling it straight out of a barrel, this is about 130 proof.
Okay.
So this is some hot bourbon right now, and not to mention it's pretty hot in our warehouse, which is how it moves in and out of those barrels. But once you proof it down, you'll get a little bit more of that flavor, some of that vanilla essence. And right now we're getting a lot of oak, a lot of heat, but we're tasting a lot of that Georgia dent corn and some of that malted barley that we get.
The fact I can sip on 130 proof is pretty
That's
says
right.
a lot for the smoothness of it. Wow. That is amazing. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And I want a whiskey thief now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
We'll have to get you one.
Yeah.
Now that we've given the bourbon a try, let's talk gin. Now, for Big Creek's small batch seasonal gin, they incorporate local botanicals for a nose-pleasing experience like no other.
And there's another smell. I smell the bourbon, I smell the moonshine, I smell lavender.
Lavender, yes.
Okay, what's the role of the lavender?
This is our beautiful English lavender that is grown right here in Dahlonega, Georgia by Red Oak Farms. And we use their lavender in collaboration with 5 other botanicals that we source here in Georgia for our Georgia seasonal gin.
When you have the gin, do you taste the lavender? Do you smell it? Is it both?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So our gin has that classic juniper smell and taste to it. But then on that back end, you get a little bit of that orange, a little bit of that coriander, and most certainly our lavender.
To make great bourbon, you need to let it age in the barrel. That's where all the work gets done. As for gin,
the gin is a little different. Tell me about, and I see all those glass bottles. Tell me about how
that
works.
Yes. So our gin is fractionally distilled, which means we distill each botanical individually in order to really get that pungent flavor out of each botanical that goes into our gin. And then Augustus or my brother will blend it all together and make our gin as one whole.
But having a whole distillery at their disposal means Big Creek can do some fun experiments with unconventional distilling methods.
That's fun, so you can kind of experiment.
Oh, yeah.
It's your business, right?
Absolutely. That's the best part about a distillery that you own is that you get the opportunity to do whatever you want, making new flavors and new blends and testing things out inside these awesome barrels. So we're actually working on something that's very unique to our distillery. We're doing a barrel-aged gin. So some of these barrels, I think actually this one right here, has some gin that we've put in there to get some of that caramelization from a used bourbon barrel and give it some color and some sweetness to it.
And you know I couldn't leave without giving that barrel-aged gin a taste. It is my job, after all.
All right, so we're going to have a little sample here. I see Augustus coming. He's got some goods.
That's the aged gin. It's been aging for 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's very smooth.
You can see the barrel-aged gin has just a little bit more color than our clear gin. The barrel imparts that color just like it does to the bourbon.
Oh, this is special.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't had anything like that. You taste all those florals.
Mm-hmm.
You get that's hints of the bourbon, the caramel.
Yeah, it's almost like an in-between bourbon gin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, more floral.
Yep.
Oh, Augustus.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about these colors.
The colors are so different.
So you can see here that we've got a slight variation in color. In our barrel gin, we've got some of that sweet yellowness that's coming from our bourbon barrels that's taking part from the char that happens inside there, just like it does with the bourbon. Whereas here, that's fresh off the still from our gin, it's got a nice crystal clear to it.
That's so neat what can happen in such a short time. And I definitely taste everything you were talking about. Little red oak lavender, I got that in there too.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well done, guys.
It's been great visiting Emily at Big Creek Distilling Company. It's good to know that the proud tradition of whiskey distilling is being carried into the future in such good hands.
It's going to be neat watching this company grow and see, you know, is the bourbon takes off, is it the gin that takes off, is it both?
Absolutely.
It's going to be fun to watch this as it goes.
Yeah, it's been fun so far just making everything and experimenting with different flavors and blends that we do. And I'm excited to see where Lee and Augustus take us.
I am too. I like what I taste so far.
For more stories like this one, you can watch A Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the gpb.org website. That's where you'll be able to listen to and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.